your makeup on, fix your hair pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City.
Well, it's been a year since I made a trip down to Atlantic City to check in on the revitalization of the city and the launch of the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Atlantic City. Jack Morris and Joe Gingoli caught up with them. They're co-partners of the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Atlantic City. Obviously, I can't say this enough. Joining us on the phone from AC. Jack and Joe, nice to talk with you. It's been a year. Tell me about the past year and how things have gone.
Good afternoon. How you doing, Carol? Jack Morris here.
Doing well, Jack. Doing well. So tell me about the past year, things that lived up to your expectations, things that you still want to do, things that you'd like to improve. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, great. Thanks for having us. We had an amazing anniversary weekend at the Hard Rock. Crowds were phenomenal. We really are seeing an upbeat in Atlantic City. I think if you were down there, you would see the boardwalk, beaches, the shops, real estate's on a rise down there. Sports betting has now been introduced to Atlantic City and doing great. So a lot of great things in Atlantic City.
Joe, come on in on the conversation. What in the past year has kind of surprised you?
Carol, it's summer at the Jersey Shore, and so it's an exciting time in Atlantic City. I think things that were a really pleasant surprise were our workforce programs. We opened with 20% of our employees as Atlantic City residents, and that has since risen to 25%. We found a viable workforce, which we had hoped, and it has proven out. And with partnership with the Department of Labor and Local 54 and the industry, we're creating jobs and opportunity. And if the industry is going to be successful 12 months a year, we're really going to need to focus on the city and, have our guests have an experience in our buildings, but also outside of them.
Well, Joe, talk to me a little bit more about those winter months, right? That's always been tougher for any, coastal town, but particularly here in the Northeast when it gets, pretty cold, people aren't as likely to make the trek. Tell me what kind of, business that you guys saw, people coming down to see shows. Give us a little bit of kind of the numbers, if you will, in terms of how the season was.
This was our first winter open. All of our entertainment programs were very, very popular. We brought down a lot of guests on the weekends, and it's that midweek business that we have to drive, and that's all going to be about business, conventions, and getting people to come down to meet their clients and customers and be part of our property throughout the winter months. And that's really what we're going to be focusing on, is that convention business. We've been tremendously supported by all the New Jersey organized labor, building trades, AFL-CIO is going to have their convention with us next year. And so now we got to reach deep into the other businesses that are in our region to get them to come down and have a good experience.
Well, and I'm curious, when those folks who do come down, is there a particular demographic, Jack or Joe? Jack, give me an idea of, who are the folks that you're seeing come down to come to the casino, come to the hotel, come to an event, and what kind of repeat business are you guys seeing?
Yeah, we're seeing a number of different industries coming down, whether it's from the food industry, whether it's from, as Joe said, some of the different unions. But you have different industries, whether people are coming down to have a convention or they having events. Atlantic City is a great place to have those events. You have entertainment opportunities, and people like the opportunity to have the entertainment. You don't have to go all the way to Vegas, and you get right what you can get that many miles away here in New Jersey. So people are seeing you don't have to travel to get that that type of quality, whether it's at our arena. With the shows that we're putting on, the Jersey Boys are there. We had Kinky Boots, so you're getting theater shows.
Right.
You're getting main events. We had Tim McGraw this weekend. We've had some top performers, and it's a great venue to see it in. So lots of great things happening on our property and in Atlantic City.
Well, you know, and listen, you know, and we talked about this when I was down there with you guys. I mean, what's interesting is that there are people listening who are going to say, listen, we've been trying to revitalize Atlantic City forever. What's different, Joe, this time around? What signs have you seen in the past 12 months that says, all right, something's staying, something's sticking, it's going to be kind of more broader based and maybe, you know, a revitalization that will stick around?
Well, you know, what I'm seeing is hope in the people that live there, that there really is some opportunity here for them. The lieutenant governor is there, you know, several times a month. She heads up the executive council, which is a new concept in Atlantic City, where it's industry and people from the community bringing their issues up and then getting them solved. The community policing just started. A whole lot of new police officers are out there in the neighborhoods. We are starting, Jack, myself, with the full support of the Hard Rock and the Seminole Tribe of Florida, mm-hmm. a diversionary program for youth who, you know, have their first contact with police. And when the police officers feel that possibly this could be their last with some help, we have them included in a diversionary program where they're working with the police, the prosecutors, mm-hmm. the folks from the Hard Rock, and in their community, and they'll get their record expunged and become eligible for the workforce development program. So there's some things that where the industry is now reaching into the community that are different than it's been done before, and it's resonating.
So either of you, Jack or Joe, you know, what are we going to see in the next year from you guys? And just got about 40 seconds.
I think you're going to continue to see Hard Rock and others bring solid entertainment to the city. I think you're going to continue to see job growth. Mm-hmm. And people are going to want to be in Atlantic City for all the right reasons. Joe, what do you think?
I think it's going to be a combination of a lot of very small things in the community that are going to add up to be a lot. The milling and paving of the roads, the traffic lights being timed, the opportunity for job programs. We now have a fully funded workforce development program.
Right.
I think you're going to see a lot. And then I think what we're also starting to see is how our industry interfaces with the community is going to be changed because it's good for business.
All right, got to leave it up there. Jack Morris, Joe Gingoli, co-partners at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City, joining us on the phone from AC, New Jersey. You are listening to Bloomberg Radio.